Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Let's talk about sin. I know it's a tough subject, but a lot of us are struggling out there with committing sin, knowing in our minds and with the full understanding and knowledge that we are not supposed to be doing this thing, but yet we do it anyway. That's a struggle that many people are smack dab in the middle of. I have a lot of mentees that I faith coach who are struggling with some mortal sin and a lot of venial sin. And that's normal on the journey. But what can we do? Because guess what? We can do something. And it's with God that we have to do this. So when you look at wisdom, understanding and knowledge is knowing in your mind the rules of the church and understanding that we're not supposed to be doing certain things in order to live by God's rules. But when it really comes down to wisdom and the beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit, fear of the Lord, everything changes. We begin to not want to sin. I've shared with you many times my wine, right? My wine story where I hold up the wine glass to give to God and say, please take this away from me. And I hold on to it like with white knuckles, this death grip on the stem of the glass, because I really don't want to give it up. So what I'd like to ask everyone to do is to pray for the gift of fear of the Lord. And also pray to Jesus to transform your heart, to heal it, to purify it, to cleanse it, and to make it contrite. Because sometimes we're not really that sorry for what we've done. We just know we shouldn't have done it. And we may go right back to it the next time we're faced with making a decision to do it or not. And that is where God needs to come into play. And we need to allow him to work in us. We need to say, Lord, I humbly ask, because clearly I can't do this myself. I don't have the willpower. So I ask you to please help me. Help me fight this. And honestly, Lord, help me desire not to do this. Help me want to not sin, because I don't want to hurt you. I think a lot of people don't have that beautiful gift of fear of the Lord. It becomes fear of hell. We just don't want to sin because we know it's wrong, and especially if it's a mortal sin, we're going to go straight to hell. And that is different than fear of the Lord. I remember when I received that gift and when I was about to make this drastic decision, which would have meant me falling into mortal sin. And I didn't want to hurt God. I didn't want to be one more lash on him at the pillar, or one more blood drop or pain on the cross. Because that's what that represents. His passion is the world's sins on him from all time. So I would choose not to hurt God. And some of you may be listening to this saying, yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but when I'm faced with that pornography or self-gratification or that person that I've been having an affair with or that alcohol, that drug, that food, I don't have any control. Yeah, if you took a moment and you stopped and you paused and you said, wait a minute, Lord, I need your strength. I am so weak right now, I am about ready to dive into this head first, into this pool with no water. And I know it's going to hurt. I know when I hit that bottom, I'm going to be in a world of pain. But it'll feel good as I'm jumping in, because all sin does, right? It has some sort of pleasure to it. And then boom, afterwards, that's when the pieces start falling apart. And that's when I start beating myself up. And that's when I start getting upset. And I almost have many times said, I just can't be holy. I guess this God thing isn't for me. But I am proof to you that if you keep going back to God in a humble way, even if you don't want to change, just be honest with him. Lord, I don't really want to stop this, but I know I need to. So I need you to change my heart so that I desire not to do this. And I need you to remind me that you are here to help me walk away from this when the temptation is overwhelming. And I need you to remind me to pause. Pause. If you're going to the cabinet ready to devour that row of Oreos, stop. I have a video on YouTube, Stop, Drop, and Roll. It's all about pausing, getting control of yourself. I mean, come on, let's face it. This world has trained us to be instant gratification monsters. We immediately, the minute we're bored, we grab our phone or, oh, here's a commercial. Flip, 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 flip. Gotta flip through the channels. I mean, we are just ridiculous. Instant pleasure, instant gratification. And this is where we can learn from the saints who had self-control, who were given that beautiful gift of temperance, but darn it, they had to work at it. I don't care if they were religious saints or not in their vocation. Everyone is human and everyone is living in the world. Maybe not of the world, but they're living in the world. And we have the same temptations as everybody else. But guess what? We also have God on our side. And the more we understand that, and the more we have knowledge of that, the more wisdom is going to grow in us, because we know that all we have to do is call out to God for his strength and stop, drop and roll is what we were taught to do when we were on fire. And when we don't, we run around. Our instinct is to run around, flail our arms, scream bloody murder, I'm on fire. But that's only going to fan the flames and make it worse. So we have to control ourselves, stop, drop, and roll to put the flames out. But you've got to overcome your instincts and your initial reaction to flail around like a crazy person. Think about it when you're going to sin. You need to stop, pause, and pray. And last but not least, it could be little old Satan and his minions poking at you, tempting you, because you're on this journey to be holier. Because you're trying to be a better person and live a virtuous life and stop this habit that Satan's been egging on for decades, possibly. So you deliver them. You deliver that temptation, that addiction, that obsession, that harassment. You deliver that lust. You deliver that pornography. Deliver whatever spirit, gluttony, whatever spirit is bombarding you. And when you're on the vice-virtue side, maybe venial sin, deliver the anger, deliver the frustration, deliver the envy, deliver the gossip. In the name of Jesus Christ, I deliver the spirit of X. And I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus Christ to pour his precious blood on you and to receive your sentence, never to come back again. And then, Father, glorious Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, please pour in me your spirit, your joy, your peace, your temperance, your humility, your love, your kindness, your generosity, your self-control. Always the opposite. We're asking God to fill us after we kick those spirits away. That, my friends, if you put into practice, will change your life. I promise you, it will change your life. It may take years, like it did for me, for a couple of my mortal sins that I was battling. Or you may be shocked. When I was praying my 33 days to morning glory, my consecration to Jesus through Mary, I was immediately healed of my 20-plus year marijuana addiction. So you never know what God has up his sleeve. It could be a short ride, it could be a long ride, or it can be an instant healing. Only God knows, and we should just trust his plan, because guess what? I'm really happy in some cases that I didn't get healed right away. Why? Because it wouldn't have stuck. I know I would have fallen back into it. I needed to learn the hard way. I needed to have some humiliation, not just humility, but I needed to be humiliated. I needed to learn the way to cope in this world without that sin in my life. So I'm really happy in some cases that it took me a lot longer. Okay, everyone, I love you all so much. Practice these tips. Practice these, it's not really tips. Practice this battle. It is a daily battle, y'all. Every single day, we've got to pull out the weapons. And when we don't, shame on us. Because we've been taught how to fight, and we just choose not to. So you have to make a decision on whether you want God to help you or not. And if you really truly know that you should be stopping this sin, but you can't, that's where you should at least make the decision to give it a shot with God, asking him to change your heart so that you desire to make this change in your life, that he cleans it, purifies it, and makes you repentant, gives you a contrite heart. And then pause when that temptation comes your way and is overwhelming, and pray, Lord, please help me, Mary. And then, if that doesn't work, deliver the spirits and fill yourself with God. Three easy steps that if we just paid attention in our lives and actively lived with purpose would make a big difference. No more excuses. You don't have to fight this fight without, like, going into a fight with your fists and the other person's got a gun. You don't have to fight that way. You're going to lose every time. But we have to choose to fight. Okay? And it's not exhausting. It's actually quite cool when all of a sudden that bodily urge melts away and you feel this total peace, this beautiful consolation of God just came over you. And you can walk away from that cabinet where those Oreos are. There's such a sense of, wow, I really can do this. So please give it a shot. You can stop sinning. With God, you can do anything. Alrighty, everyone, I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.